This is Hacker Public Radio, episode 3561, from Monday, the 28th of March, 2022. Today's show is entitled Employment Security. It is hosted by Archer and is about 7 minutes long. It carries a clean flag. The summary is phone system for the state of Illinois.
Hello, this is Archer 72, and in this episode, it's the pain of dealing with the unemployment in the state of Illinois in the United States. The summary of this call is that it takes approximately 5 minutes to go through menus to find out that you have to get a call back to get an actual human. So if you want to fast forward through the next 5 minutes, feel free.
To the Illinois Department of Employment Security. Welcome to the Illinois Department of Employment Security. Your call may be monitored for quality and training purposes. For English, press 1. Para continuar en español, oprime número 2.
We have implemented the callback-only model as a temporary solution to effectively honor the order in which callers attempt to reach the call center for assistance. What this means to you is that rather than wait on hold or call multiple times, you will receive a call when you are next in line without losing your place. It is important you select the appropriate numeric option that best describes the reason for your call. This ensures you will be served in the order that we receive your call. You will be called back during the hours of 7:30 a.m. to 7 p.m. Monday through Friday and including weekends. You can only have a single pending callback schedule in the system at a time. If you are an employer, press 1. If you are an individual, press 2. Beginning December 27, 2021, claimants will no longer receive payments through the KeyBank debit card. Unless they switch to direct deposit, they will receive payment via paper check. We strongly encourage claimants to switch to direct deposit as soon as possible. Doing so will result in quicker access to benefit payments. Claimants can switch to direct deposit through their IBES account once they complete iLogin registration. Please visit ibes.illinois.gov/payments for more information. With tax season almost here, we strongly suggest that claimants choose to receive their 1099-G tax forms electronically. Visit ibes.illinois.gov/1099-G for more information. iLogin is now required to access your online IDES account. To enroll in direct deposit and receive your 1099-G electronically, you must complete iLogin registration. Please register as soon as possible. Also, please make sure that your address is up to date in your account. If you need assistance logging into your unemployment insurance online account, including assistance with iLogin, press 1. If you did not receive your paper check or direct deposit payment 7 days or more after certifying, press 2. Otherwise, press 3 to continue. If you live outside the state of Illinois or have earned wages outside the state of Illinois in the last 18 months, press 1. All other callers, press 2. To repeat this menu, press pound to reach to the previous menu. For PIN or password reset, press 1. to update information on your existing claim, press 2. To file an unemployment insurance claim, press 3. For questions about your certification, press 4. For questions about your 1099-G, press 5. For Illinois job link, press 6. For information about fraud or to report identity theft, press 7. For all other inquiries, press 8. To repeat, for faster processing, you will need to provide account information. This information will be passed on to the agent handling your call. To enter your claim and ID, please press 1. To enter your social security number, press 2. To repeat this menu, press pound. Please enter your claim and ID number followed by the pound sign.
So I did get a call back as a result of this call. The system works, it's just that you have to wade through a lot of menus. I do have to give them credit. At the time of this recording, it's been over 10 years, actually about 2010, since I last had to deal extensively with the employment security. And at that time, they had to use Internet Explorer, and they weren't allowing the system to work on Firefox when you first signed up for the service. So if anybody else has stories about their dealings with a state agency or anything in the other countries in their states, feel free to make a recording. Talk to you later. Thank you for listening.
You have been listening to Hacker Public Radio at hackerpublicradio.org. Today's show was contributed by a HPR listener like yourself. If you ever thought of recording a podcast, then click on our contribute link to find out how easy it really is. Hosting for HPR has been kindly provided by anhonesthost.com, the Internet Archive, and rsync.net. Unless otherwise stated, today's show is released under a Creative Commons Attribution 4.0 International License.